From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama will speak today at the end of the second and final day of the Nuclear Security Summit here in Washington. He met Thursday with leaders of South Korea and Japan after a united effort to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula.
We've directed our teams to work diligently in the coming weeks and months to elaborate additional steps that we can take collectively in order to ensure that we have a denuclearized Korean Peninsula and that we can restore a sense of stability and peace to the region.
This is President Obama's fourth and final nuclear security summit. South Korea media say North Korea has fired a suspected ballistic missile off its eastern coast in the latest of several tests this year, signifying an increased level of tension between Pyongyang, Seoul, and South Korea's western allies. Seoul said the missile launched into the Sea of Japan at midday today. North Korea has launched a series of apparent weapons tests since January. Indian police say they have detained several officials of the construction company that was building a bridge that collapsed in Kolkata, killing at least 23, injuring 80 others or more. Police say they have opened a case of culpable homicide against the construction firm. Uganda's Supreme Court has upheld the re-election of President Yoweri Museveni in the February election. The court rejected a petition from a former prime minister and presidential candidate. The Electoral Commission announced on February 20th that Museveni had won 60% of the vote. This is VOA News. UN Human Rights Commissioner is promising a thorough investigation into allegations that UN and French soldiers sexually abused a large number of women and girls in the Central African Republic. Among the more disturbing accounts, at least three girls told a UN human rights official that a French military commander had them, along with a fourth girl, engage in sex with a dog while inside a military camp. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, visited some of the families of the victims. She says although soldiers have been moved away from people, the leadership in their home countries needs to do more.
And if you're a soldier now, even if the prevention steps are good, if you're a soldier, you believe that there is impunity because there has never been real accountability. And so the leadership here is aware of that. They're trying to fix it. But a lot of the work has to happen in the capitals of the countries that send the troops.
On the latest in allegations against some of the troops, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he was shocked to the core. France says that the allegations are proven, disciplinary action will be imposed, in addition to a criminal response. On Monday, the European Union and Greece are scheduled to begin sending migrants, including Syrians, from the Greek Isles to Turkey under a deal reached 2 weeks ago between the Turkish government and the EU. For every Syrian refugee returned to Turkish territory, Turkey will send one Syrian refugee to the EU for resettlement. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump finds himself under fire for some comments he's made. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports.
Donald Trump remains on the defensive over comments he made to MSNBC host Chris Matthews that women who have abortions should be punished if abortion were outlawed.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
10 years,
I don't
what?
Know. That I don't know. That
well, why
I don't
not?
Know. I don't know.
You take positions and everything else.
I do take positions and everything else. It's a very complicated position.
Trump later issued a statement that said if abortion does become illegal, abortion providers should be the ones punished, not the women. Trump is also under fire for defending campaign manager Corey Lewandowski after he was charged with battery after allegedly grabbing a reporter's arm at a recent campaign event. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
One of the world's more innovative architects, Zaha Hadid, has died at the age of 65. In 2004, she became the first woman to win the Pritzker Prize. That's the most prestigious award for architecture. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.